WSNF-330 mobile. HMP and you're on static.
Is this any better?
Yeah, a lot better.
Yeah, Roger. I'm going to have to do some arranging around here. I got stuff up here. I think that's in the room. Anyway, whoever told me I was coming in lousy, thanks, man. I appreciate it. And I was saying good morning, 330, WSOC 793.
Hey, not a problem there, Dave. I noticed yesterday you were having some issues with us. We're going to have to hook you up and get you an antenna outside.
Yeah, Roger that. One thing I noticed, I didn't, my tray with my antenna behind me, I put stuff on it, for storage, like storage packing, like a shelf. And I guess I found out certain things I put on there interferes with the antenna, I guess.
Yeah, I copy that. I know once I start rebuilding my tower there, I'll have an antenna I'm more than happy to give you. It's a dual band, but hey, it works. That's the one I use a lot of the times when I'm at home for right now.
Yeah, Roger that. I appreciate that, man. Let me get back on to you again. Get back to you on me. I'm still waking up. I'm still doing stuff here. I don't know what I'm going to do yet. But, yeah, that's what I thought. I thought something was wrong because earlier this morning I wasn't keying up Detroit at all. I'm thought something was wrong with Detroit. Then I pulled some stuff off the thing, and all of a sudden I'm keying up Detroit, and it's like, oh, okay, I see what's happening there. Roger.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, like I said, nowadays it could be something so simple as just a coax or the way the sun shines sometimes.
I noticed that, man. It's kind of weird. Certain positions of the antenna, their cookie sheet, if I slide it to the right a little bit further than it is, then all of a sudden it ain't working. I slide a little bit to the left, it's working better. And then I recently found out, too, if I had the antennas next to the window, if I had the Venetian blinds dropped all the way, the signal's noisy into the repeater, okay?
Yeah, definitely not do that. Like I said, we'll get you set up at some point. I'm just trying to find time and waiting on the weather to break a little bit here.
Roger that. Well, I got my my new SWR meter yesterday came in. I ran an SWR test on it. I got a low power of 1.1, medium power about 1.2, and high power I'm about just a little over 1.3. So I'll leave it at that there. I guess I'm just happy that the match is not bad here. Okay.
Yeah, roger that. Like I said, the biggest thing, we can get your antenna up and out. You won't have the issues as often, if at all.
Like I said, it's greatly appreciated. But for the time being, I'm just trying, I want to try to set up, make the best of, make do with what I got. Because there was a time it was working really good, and I don't know, I started moving things around on the shelf here and everything where I had it to, and I don't know, so not a big issue. I'm going to get at it today. In fact, I'm going to take everything off, reset everything back up, try to get it to the most optimal I can there, okay?
Copy that. Well, that's just, you know, that always happens when things are going good. You got to figure out, clean it up, and adjust it a little bit, and then everything goes wrong.
Well, that's what I mean. That's what's weird about up here in this band. Like my bow thing, even my handheld, certain, if I'm in the chair, certain ways I turn, I don't make the, you know, I make the repeater, but it's noisy. And in certain parts, if I turn the chair, turn myself in the one sweet spot there. And, you know, and I figured, do it this setup, I was all ready to go. You know, the antenna's not moving, it's on a cookie sheet, but then, like I said, I find out, you know, if you move it a little bit to the right, a little bit to the left, it actually affects the signal going in the repeater. Roger.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I found that out in the beginning. That's when I figured, you know what, I'm going to put some antennas up on the outside, and like I said, I haven't had any issues. I got any issues. It's working good.
Yeah, well, that's another thing, like I told lots of people out here, or a bunch of people, you know, I'm all experienced with HF down below. You know, I can tell you, I can know everything about that stuff. Up here, it's totally different. It's all new to me because I never, through all my years down in HF, I never had to deal with anything up here in this high of the band. So I'm learning as I go along here. I'm figuring things out. And, oh, okay, I see. You know what I'm saying there, Roger.
Roger that. I'm right there with you. And like I said, I mean, I'm one of those people that, you know, well, they got challenges to learn this thing, so that's why I've been playing with it a little bit. That's why I've been playing with the repeater and worked on different radios and seeing what works best for me.
Yeah, well, it's the same here. You know, like I said, for the time being, I want to move the antenna around, do this and that, and try to get the most optimum, you know, signal I can, since it's behind Because another thing I like about it being where it's at is, you know, if anything goes wrong with the coax or the antenna or something, all I got to do is spin my chair around and repair it. I don't have to drag out the ladder and try to get up on the roof and everything. You know, but sometimes, there's sometime down the road, I will put it up, put one up on the roof, Roger.
Well, Roger that. I have to agree with you there. Yeah, I have something go wrong. It's a pain, you know, but it was my choice to put it where I put them.
Yeah, Roger. Well, I realized, too, you know, if I had one on the roof, I wouldn't, you know, it'd be smooth. I probably could run some flex, even. I really would like to be able to talk to somebody Simplex, talk to some people Simplex. But, you know, unless you're about 5-6 blocks from me, I don't think that's going to happen with my antenna in the room there. Roger.
Roger that. Yeah, because I'd say, you know, if it was outside, I'd try to hit you from Simplex. With mine being outside, but like you said, yeah, you're only good 5-2 blocks.
Yeah, I figure too, as close as you are to me, your QTH, I figure wouldn't take, but, you know, if I had an antenna outside up, you know, even just outside up above the gutter, I probably wouldn't take but a few watts to make it out to you there, right?
Oh, Roger that. Yeah, because I know I can hit, on Simplex, I know I can hit the handhelds within a couple miles.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, I got sometimes here I'm 65 Simplex. I have some people, I don't know, workers or somebody messing around talking at them and stuff, you know, on Simplex. I don't try to contact them or say anything, because if I do, they're not going to know why I ain't going to answer me. I like the idea of being able to talk to some people on Simplex alone. Don't have to depend on the repeaters, okay?
I agree, because if something happens and the repeaters go down, then what?
Besides that, you know, you don't tie, you know, you can have a conversation as long as you want. You're not tying up the network. Because I told my friend that, too. I said, you know, he says, great to have these radios when the SHT up. And I told him, I said, yeah, that's great. I said, if the power is down and everything, power grid goes down and everything, I said, but you got to consider if the power grid goes down, the repeaters go down. So unless you can talk to other people Simplex, you know, what good is it?
Exactly. You know, that's why, you know, with my repeater and everything, it's set up when my generator kicks on, it'll kick on. You know, and that's the only one of the reasons I got it up.
Roger, I appreciate it, too. It's appreciated on this end, even though I really use your repeater. I appreciate you letting me go ahead and use it if I need to use it. Because sometimes I go to Troy. I have a couple friends out here, if they call for me, you know, and I know we're going to yap for a little bit, I'd like to either find a single-ended repeater so, you know, we can at least yap to each other without tying up the network. I try to work it that way. I don't know, you know, whatever it is. But, yeah, that's how it goes. I'm just sitting here messing around with my meter and drinking my coffee. Trying to wake up. I'm still in the process of waking up there, Roger.
Roger that. I've already been up for a few hours. I already had one pot in me. But yeah, like I said, you know the tones for that. Feel free to use it. You know, doesn't hurt my feelings any. I'm not on it as much as I had hoped. But I do monitor it when I can pick up the signal. So yeah, don't be afraid to use it. Don't, you know, you got a couple people, no worries.
Roger. Well, like I said, I mean what I say. It's greatly appreciated. Greatly appreciated. Sometimes when it's dead out here, I'll go up there to see if you're around. I'll call out for you on it just to see if you mind hearing it and stuff. But I haven't really used it yet for any conversation with anybody. I think my friend that I go to Detroit and talk to, he's in Sterling Heights. I don't know if he could hit it. He's on a handheld. I'm not sure he could hit it. So I don't know if we ever tried it. I did program it into his valve thing the other day when he was here, but I'm not sure he could hit it there, Roger.
Roger that. Probably not right now. Hopefully soon. I get another 20 feet up and he might be able to. I lose it, and usually I'll lose it right around Cadieux and Moraine, heading into work.
Okay, yeah, I'm very familiar with Cadieux and Moraine. I used to, I ain't gonna go into all that, man. I can tell you stories. But I don't know if I asked you this. How do you have that set up again? What are you using for that repeater?
An old commercial MTR 2000 Motorola tuned down. It's running about, I think it's running right on the threshold about 50 watts.
Yeah, you're the one with the Motorola then. I knew there was somebody out there. Yeah, that's you. That's what I thought, okay. You know, because I talked to so many people, whether they're Facebook disease. Yeah, right. Because it seems to work pretty well. It's not noisy or anything, except for that one day when, in fact, that was the day I programmed my friend's valve bank. We were sitting here talking, and he just happened to be on your repeater, and we were sitting here talking. All of a sudden, the repeater went over and started buzzing like hell and everything, and then it would quit. Then it would come back and buzz like hell. That's when I got a hold of you that day and asked you if you knew about that, Roger.
Roger. Yeah, my CWI dent ID kind of went a little haywire on a programming issue, so. But that's all fixed now. But yeah, when you told me, I had just looked and went, what the heck's going on here? And disconnected it.
Yeah, because it was pretty bad. I mean, it sounded bad. It had a bad buzz. It was a loud buzz, too. And I don't know. I told my friend, I said, I don't know what's happening there. I said, I don't know if that's somebody keying in. They got a bad power supply or something, or whatever the case. But, you know, you live and you learn, I guess. How would that work? All right, Kurt, I'm going to let you go ahead and get on with your day. I'm going to sit back here and monitor, and now that I got my problem corrected, I'm going to sit back here and monitor and drink my coffee. So, like I said again, thank you very much for the, you know, for the use of your repeater and everything. We'll talk to you later, my friend. Have yourself a good day. Sounding good, too, by the way. I'm getting to throw that in. You sound good. Sounding really good. WSFZ 793, and I'm monitoring that for your final.
All right, Dave. I'll talk to you later. This is WSFF 330. We're clear.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Kurt. WSGU 844.
And I go cornering back to you, 844.
Good morning, Sherman.
So Kurt's the one with the repeater that you and I were talking about that I was asking you about there, Dave, WSCU 844.
Yeah, Kurt, that's the Kurt with the repeater there, okay.
Roger. Yeah, I've been thinking about putting it and I'll look into it more.
Alright, man. You gotta move somewhere as long as she's breaking up, Captain. She's breaking up.
I'm just coming into Sterling Heights right now on 53.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, I was sitting there playing with the meter, and I found my dummy load. I found my dummy load's good to 500 megahertz, which means it covers this band. And it didn't occur to me till this morning that I had that adapter that came with my Nagoya antenna for plug the handheld into. Well, there's my jumper right there. I can run handheld into the watt meter and see what kind of output power they're doing, Roger.
Copy that. Oh, wonderful. See some orange signs being put up on southbound Van Dyke here in Sterling Heights. That Bob got a piece of wood over them, so they're going to be doing some construction around here somewhere. Bah humbug.
Yeah, Roger. I think they're supposed to be closing it down for a while, ain't they?
I don't know. Oh, I hate when they do stuff like this. Can't just add more time on the drive.
No, it must be election time for governor or something. That's usually when she starts whacking up all the roads and everything, usually around election time there, Roger.
Yep, probably. Roger.
What time do you usually get home from work there, Sherman?
It depends on what kind of day I have. It was early yesterday because, like I said, I didn't work. We had problems trying to get our manifest in our handhelds. So, there was guys that were sitting there for 5 hours trying to bring stuff up and couldn't get it. So, but usually anywhere between 3 to 5, 6 o'clock is the latest.
Yeah, Roger. All right, well, when you get home later today, this afternoon, whatever, after you got relaxed and got yourself in, if it's all right, I'll text you first. If you give me a call a little bit on the phone there. Roger.
Roger, sounds good. Yep, I'm just pulling into the Work 20 right now, so gonna park it and find out if I can work today. So have yourself a fine day, and I'll chat at you later on TX.
Okay, man. Well, you have yourself a good day. Sounding good. All that other stuff. Sounding really good. Full quiety. Talk to you later, Sherman. I almost said third. WSFZ 793, and the S stands for solder sucker, and I'm monitoring.
LOL. All right, Roger. Have a fine one. And we'll talk to you on the other side. WSGU 844, and we are clear.
Patient 218. Patient 218, WIUG. Wait, 8. WSBM 993 monitoring. WSEU 202, and we're also monitoring.
WSOG 793 monitoring.
Morning, Dave, 793, WSBM 993.
What's happening, Chad? Good morning.
Not too much, my friend. Just getting around, waking up, starting my day, you know?
Yeah, roger that. I've been up since 3:30. Still sitting and drinking coffee and playing around with my SWR meter and stuff. Which, I don't know, doing whatever I'm doing.
Roger that, I hear you there. Doing okay over there this morning, am I?
Yeah, it sounds really good. You on that 25?
Copy that, yep.
Alright, well, the way you got it now, you should leave it in line, man, as you're coming to base station. Go moving and kind of around or whatever it is. But you're coming in really good, man. Leave it just like it is.
I appreciate it.
I need more coffee, more cups, and I still need more.
Hey, how do you drink your coffee? Black or sugar and cream or what?
Splenda and cream. I need Splenda and milk. If the coffee's been in a pot a while and it's just warm, then it's Splenda and cream. I can't handle it when it's super hot, so we know kind of cools it a little bit, but when it's been a pot a little bit, and it's just gone down, I feel pretty good there, all right?
Copy that one, yep. 202, just put a piss between your cheek and gum.
There's a thought. Okay, I'm going to try that. Anyway, I was messing around this morning, my USWR meter, and I got my bag of adapters out. Came up with a riggins. I was able to check the output power on my valve thing. I got 1.5 on low, 4 and something on medium, and 8. High. It's supposed to be rated at 10 watts advertised. I didn't think it would be 10 watts, but it does 8. That's good enough.
Well, it's definitely doing its job then, right?
Yeah, Roger. Because I was sitting here this morning, I was pondering things, and I thought, wait a minute, man. I might have it to where, because I found out my dummy load will covers up to 500 megahertz. That's above where we're at now, so I think I knew I had some kind of rigging here, man. I put the dummy load on it, ran the valve thing through the quad thing to do the dummy load, 1-to-1 match, and it was telling me my output power. I wanted to see how much power the thing really does there, okay? By the way, does this thing sound alright? 50 times better than it sounded yesterday. Yeah, I was talking to Sherman earlier. Well, earlier this morning, I couldn't even key up Detroit. I thought Detroit was down. I was keying up Mount Formic, not this one. I notice I hear other people on here, and I'm like, welcome, I'm not keying Detroit. I messed around there with my tray with my antenna on it. I had some stuff put on the tray, you know, kind of like storage. And I guess it affects the antenna. So I had to go through a bunch of stuff, but I want to make sure I got it back. All right, catch me in a minute. I'm going to go find me some coffee. The DSRZ 793, and I'll be back.
Yeah, that repeater went down for a couple minutes last night. Other than that, it came right back on. And you just got that diesel and sound behind you, that's all.
Yeah, I know that. I don't mind, though, because at least it's consistent. That's why I stay on Detroit. But Mount Clemens, until they repair it, is not consistent. I sound better on Mount Clemens, but it starts breaking up. So I just stay on Detroit. I know I got diesel in behind me, but as long as you can understand what I'm saying, it's good enough, Roger.
Oh, I can understand you 100%, man. Is this one sounding any good over there?
Yeah, it sounds good. Sounds good. Full quieting. The whole thing. Do you want a handheld, or what are you doing?
Yeah, I'm on that owl thing. I got it hooked up to a microphone there.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, well, it's working for you, man. Guaranteed. All right, catch me in a minute. Go find some coffee. WSOZ 793 on the side.
202, we're back in monitoring.
Overdoing it the other day, using it too much, getting too long-winded. Anywho, I show 5 watts on low, I show 10 on medium, and I show 20 on high, so I forgot to throw that in. Yeah, I think the other day I was just too active with it. Must have been getting long-winded and stuff with everybody. I did talk to a lot of people, so she must have been eating up there okay. Yeah, Roger that. Well, maybe that was it. You just worked that little bad boy, though. Putting some heat through it for sure.
Yeah, well, if anybody asks, how much can they take? You just got to ask me. I had the thing burning blazing hot, man, and where my receive start was, you know, it was sticking on receive, but that's because I just had it so hot. I didn't realize how hot, like I said, I didn't realize how hot I had it, so I put my hand on top of it to use my thumb to hit the function button. I was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I guess that's, I haven't really felt that yet on mine, although I'm not a talker all day, but maybe that's what it was. You were just on it, heat up, working it, you know, working that little radio. It's so small, you know. but yeah, it's probably all right, though, if you've got a good match. Probably nothing to worry about.
Yeah, well, like I said, I got peace of mind now at least that, because that's what I was worried about. You know, I don't want to blow a fan meter out. So, you know, it's a neat little meter. It works pretty good. You know, even though I didn't have to, I compared the frequencies read out to read the frequency too. I compared it to my handheld calibrated frequency counter. That's right on here, so. Yeah, I think I'm just chalking it up to just too long winded. So Jack's right. If I'm gonna keep doing it, I should probably get a fan for it. They're like,
use some of that guy's gas. Dave, I'm back out of here. Let him play around. WSGH 922, we're clear.
Yeah, all right, Greg. We'll catch you a little bit. I'm back to monitoring and watching my YouTube. WSRC 793 on the side. Hey, Robert Frank, K35, I'm monitoring.
WSGI 432 monitoring.
WSCU-202, about at 793. You got a copy on this radio today?
WSHR-566, Marley.
No contact, 793, WSEU-202, and we're back to monitoring.
WRTP-347, standing by.
WSET-257, testing.
The 257, this was WRTP-347, and you were okay, but you had a little background hiss or wobble. Roger, appreciate the callback. WCP-257, Aaron Monitoring. WRTP-347, correct.
WRYY-263.
WRFB-258, for a radio check, please.
258, coming in loud and clear. WRYY-263.
WRYY-263, thank you for the report. I appreciate it. Your signal is a little distant there, kind of a little hard to hear, but I could make out what you're saying. Just let you know. So Okay, perfect. I appreciate it. I'm going to try a few more frequencies, so you enjoy your day. WRFD 258, unclear.
Copy that. Thanks for the feedback. I was wondering if mine as well. WRYY 263, clear.
WRUU 850.
Anyone out there? Is that the Jack O' Lantern? How you doing, Jack? Good, how about you? I just heard you. I was in another room. I had to come here and get the mic.
Well, I appreciate that, Jack. No, I just figured I'd throw a call out here. I haven't been on here in a while. I'm up in, where am I at? Chesterfield, 23 mile and I-94. I'm at Wally for lunch. Now I'm heading back south. I got a meeting coming up in an hour. So, got prep for that. Just between stops, between lunch and my next stop.
Is there anything exciting over that way?
Sorry about that, Jack. I had to deal with something there. You said, what was your last comment?
Hey, anything exciting over that way?
Well, I'm heading over my home neck of the woods, over by where we have breakfast. I'm probably going to finish out my day there. The old work from home.
That's good. That is really good. And this is WIUG, Brady.
Well, the weather is going to start getting better. I think we're going to start having some more of our larks in the park. So that'll be good. We can all get together and have a couple of cold ones. Be nice to get back to it, eh?
I'm looking at that every day. When is it going to get warm? When can I go out to the park? I really do. And I like that.
Oh, yeah, good time. I'd like to see us do another one at that River Bends like we used to, but everybody likes to do the state parks now so they can get the POTA points. And but there was something nice about going to the River Bends one. So, I don't know. We'll see. And Stony Creek's not bad either, but it costs a lot of money to get in there if you don't have a pass, right?
Costs a lot of money. The riverbed is very, I'm about 3 minutes from the riverbed. It's not too far from me. Just take the Quinder, make a right on Hemlin, and take it straight to River Park. And right there by Ryan. Yeah, it is good. And here is really good, too.
Well, I took my car into the dealer for its, needed an oil change and, you know, the multi-point inspection and all those things they do, you know, scheduled at the oil change time, rotate the tires, and they boogered up a bunch of stuff. Now I noticed my heater was, like, set on max and all my controls were all wonky. It's like, man, they go out of their way to monkey things up.
You can say that they do that because they want to make sure everything works, I guess, when you check for everything, even the tires.
Yeah, I imagine that's what it is. So, I guess that's good. They gave me an estimate. They said it's going to be $50, and I went, wow, that's really reasonable for a
all that and an oil change. It comes back and it's $100. And I says, well, why was the estimate $50? And he said, oh, well, that's just labor. And he said, that doesn't include the oil or anything else. I'm like, huh, okay.
Even not bad. See, my oil change with that Toyota, it's a free forever. So you return the car with no rotate tires free and everything else. So it's a different world between what you got and what I got. But mine is every time they put the best oil, you know, like 10,000 mile oil, that's what they put for free.
Yeah, I thought about getting that. I've got the 7 year, 70,000. I only do about 10,000. I don't even do 10,000 a year on this thing, because I got a county car, and so I don't put a lot of miles on this thing. So I got 10,000 a year, and I usually come in about 8. So I got the 7 year, 70,000 Ford bumper to bumper warranty on it. So my regular Ford warranty won't expire for 7 years. That's transferable too. So if I sell this thing, I can sell it with, you know, 2 years left on the warranty. So I figured, yeah, what the heck? I got it for a pretty good price. Wasn't bad at all. But that was an option, Jack. I could have got oil changes and all that stuff, but I didn't see that as being, you know, with the number of miles. If I would have drove 4 miles, I would have maybe considered it, but since I'm only going in once a year for an oil change, it hardly made it worth it.
It's not worth it, really. I mean, when I used to have that ramp, it cost me about $70 every time you go in and take your change oil, because that it needed better oil. I guess that Mobil 1 or something like that they put in.
Yeah, who knows? But hey, this one, like I said, this one was $101 for everything they did, and mostly it was just an oil change and rotate the tires and grease and lube everything and multi-point inspection and all that stuff. So I don't know what you can get. What do you get? What can you get an oil change? Does anybody know listening? Like if you went to like Jiffy or Quaker State or one of those fast places, what's about the best price you can get on a synthetic oil change these days? I've not shopped one outside of the dealer in a long, long time.
Time I was there about 3 months ago, they were charging $50 to $70 for just the oil change. They change your oil and give you a new filter and check the fluid and all that.
Which one was that, Jack? Which outlet?
Here on 15, between John R. and the Quinder, that oil change place.
Yeah, okay, I can't picture it, but it's just, that's all they do, right? It's just a, you know, quick oil change place, not a dealer or anything, right?
But that'd be a good price what you paid now, because you checked everything, which is good. You need to do that anyhow, once in a while.
Yeah, if I'm going to pay $70 at Jiffy Lube, and for $100 I can go to the dealer and he does all the, you know, the tire rotation, multi-point inspection, all that other stuff, and I get the checkbook and my owner's manual to show that I'm a responsible owner, then, especially with that warranty, that extended warranty, if they ever say anything, I'll say, no, I brought this thing to you for every scheduled maintenance. So, for a couple extra bucks, I'm not worried about it. If it was double or triple, I'd kind of wonder, but I think those days are long gone. Well.
You know what? To me, I like to take it to the dealer. Let them handle it their own way, the right way, you know, not to take it to somebody I don't know him, you know, and they say you put in, you know, number one oil, mobile oil, but he said, they don't show you the motor oil they put in. They just come up with that nozzle and put the oil in there.
Well, one thing I don't understand anymore, Jim, is they put that little tag in your window, and that little tag says that I've got to come in when the mileage is this and the date is that, but who does that? Don't you just wait for your car anymore to tell you it's time?
Yeah, the car will tell you when they need to go in. It really did. And you know what? It tells you about 2,000 to 3,000 miles before your oil change.
Yeah, well, the one thing I'm appointment on and the whole thing is my tire wear. They told me my tires were getting pretty close. You know, that I'm just going to have to consider new tires real soon. And I only got 20,000 miles on this thing. Just have a 50,000 mile guarantee. And I'm like, well, how in the hell do I have a 60-mile tire and they need to replace that 1,000? I don't get that. You guys, well, you know, they only start from this point, and now we're replacing at that point, and blah, blah, blah. No. I said, time out. And he says, it's a 60,000 mile tire. I've got 20. I go, all that mumbo-jumbo from here to there don't matter. Why do I got to replace a 60,000-mile tire at 20? I don't care what the thickness or the tread depth, or I don't care about any of that. If it's a 60,000-mile tire, I get close, don't you think?
Oh, that's for sure. He'd be better off that way anyhow. How come we got a couple of clackings on that radio? Because you're driving?
I just switched over to Detroit, Jack. I was on Mount Clemens, and I'm way down here at in the ditch at 696 in Grosbeck.
Sounds a lot better.
Yeah, I'm working on some other stuff. I'm working on a VHF repeater on the hammy side of the house, and it's for the same site as the Mount Clemens. So when I get that thing done, hopefully in the next week or two here, we'll be going up there. And when I go up there, I'll finally get around to looking at Mount Clemens and see what the hell is going on with it.
No problem. No hurry anyhow. It's still cold outside, and I wouldn't do nothing right now.
Yeah, it's amazing how that other license makes you go, no hurry.
It does, really. I got up this morning and said, you know what, I'm going to study for a couple of hours today. And this is WIUG 488.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Yeah, you'll have a lot of fun with that if you're able to get that one. That's a tough license, man. Don't be in any rush. But nip at it a little tiny bit at a time. They ask a lot of questions. So, all right, Jack, I just wanted to throw my call out here and say hi. I'm going to jump off here, throw my call out over on the other side, and talk to Greg and Dave, and then I'll be where I'm going because I've only got another couple of miles here. Good talking to you. WRUG 488 from WRUU 850.
Good talking to you. Take care. We'll talk again. WIUU 850 from WIUG 48. Clear.
WRYY 263.
WSTI 432 monitoring.
WG 829.
WRIZ 437 radio check.
Copy that, 263. I'm testing out the Mayville with the new antenna.
How am I coming in for you?
Copy that, WOIC 437 clear.
I hear y'all loud and clear. WSGQ 756.
WSET 257 mobile and monitoring.
WSEU 202 and we are clear for the day.
So the RCP 347 standing by.
Station 437, WRYY 263. How do you copy?
Copy 4x5, a little fresh position.
WSHR 566 firing.
This is WSGP 419 monitoring.
437, that's 263. How do you got it?
263, you sound good. Maybe a little quiet, but overall good.
Copy that, thanks. WRYY 263 clear.
437 clear.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. 202, yeah.
Robert Frank King 359 monitoring the network.
WRYY 263.
WRYY 263, WRYY 3427, going through loud and clear.
Thanks. Is the voice on that any better, or is it about the same as last time?
Both of them radios all broken up. Oh, mine ain't doing the same.
GG. 7-7-2, monitoring.
WSFF 330 mobile.
Somebody sitting on their mic. spin around is all they're doing.
Somebody on the Mayville repeater needs to check your mic. You've been sitting on it for the last 5 minutes.
So UCP-257, mobile and monitoring.
UFGU-844 monitoring. Try the whip. I think you got a whip one too, don't you?
Yeah, 10-4, I'm going to put that one on right now.
Well, he's doing good right now, so that's...
How do I sound now?
He woke up a little bit, but your modulation is good.
Yeah, you're still a little broken up.
Copy that. Yeah, it could be the receiver also. Well, if you've heard people talk about that Nagoya antenna, the 771, and you can hook that up to the ball thing, and you can put it on a cookie sheet and by the window, and you can get a better reception with that.
I'll have to look into it. I'm outside
now. You're coming in kind of broken up a little bit, but I don't know. I think it might be the repeater or just the weather. Who knows what anymore.
You're coming in loud and clear over here by me now.
So are you. So wherever you are, stop on. Don't leave it for a while. Wherever you are, that's a great place right there. You're loud and clear.
Yeah, I'm outside in front of the house.
Everybody says to make sure your radio is vertical, straight up and on. The antenna straight up, and that's supposed to be that's supposed to be the best way for transmitting and receiving.
Copy that.
That was better. I could understand what you're saying.
I can copy that.
Have you been have you had that thing scanning at all?
Yeah, affirmative. Yeah, I picked up sulfur today pretty good, and I picked up a sinker for
what airport was that you said?
I said I picked up Salford in St. Clair County Airport.
Cool. What is that? 123.000 or is it 050?
I think it was the 119 something.
One 119.60. That's still Salford Tower departure and approach, I think. And then the other one is just for military aircraft.
Copy that. Yeah, that 119. I think about a half hour ago, I got St. Clair County Airport. So I don't know. Maybe they're all on the same frequency or something. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe they're talking about a frequency for St. Clair County Airport. That might have been it.
Yeah, copy that. I didn't think about that.
You got the Python program in the mouth thing. What is it, 442? I think it's 350 for tomorrow.
Yeah, I was going to tell you, the other day when you told me to to go there and delete that millionaire, remember? Well, when I did that, I couldn't talk on the radio. The plus sign went, so I had to go back in there and put it back on. So the plus was there so I could talk. Without the plus on, I can't talk.
You're getting the hang of it. That's good.
Yeah, somewhat I am.
It takes a lot of practice, but I got to learn how to program the one I'm talking to, or talking to you on the truck, in the truck right now, the DB20, because I want to put some other frequencies in here just to monitor.
Yeah, copy that.
Hey, Kevin, I'm going to let you go for a bit. I'm getting to the point where I'm going to start breaking up probably the area getting into Washington Township. So maybe we'll chat at you a little later. All right, so good talking to you. And the radio's sounding good. We'll talk at you a little later. All righty, WSGU 844.
Copy that. Talk to you later on. WSHR 566. Clear.
WRXQ 888 monitoring.
WSEU 202.
Sound good there, 202. WRZX 218.
Thanks a lot. I forgot you. I was laughing at that guy, man. I forgot your call. Thanks.
Some smart ones are on there. Gotta have intelligence, you know. Roger.
Yeah, it made me laugh so hard I forgot what you said.
Yeah, copy that. Have a good one. You sounded fine there, sir. Have a good one, 202. We'll talk at you later. WRZX 218. We're standing by.
WZRX 218. Have a good one, man. 202, and we're back. Quiet.
WRCT 257, any stations available for signal report?
SWE 202, yeah, signal's great. Over in Roseville.
Roger that, appreciate the report. Just setting up programming a new radio here, expect a Banani Tone 5 UV here. So I just got it programmed and wanted to see how it's doing. Thanks for the report. WCT 257, clear monitoring.
Yep, 257, that radio sounds great. Take care, man. WSDEU 202.
WSGU 844, Sherman, you out there? WSSV 793.
I'm Cassie 844. If it's a V793 and I'm out.
What's going on, 793?
Run, man. I gotta run out here and take care of some business. You make it in a bit. Is this thing breaking up or anything?
Sounding the best it ever has.
Appreciate it. All right, I'll get back to you in a bit. I gotta go take care of this. WSZ 793 out.
WSCP 257 testing.
Station 218. Station 218, WIUG 38, copy.
Yeah, Jack 218. Go ahead there, Jack.
How are you doing today?
Hey, not too bad, not too bad. Got more storms tomorrow, though, Roger.
That's what I heard. A lot of storm coming tomorrow. That big storm, they said.
Yeah, we'll see what happens like the other one. Roger.
So you're sounding good. What are you, on harvest?
No, I'm on that Yagi. Got it on that. Been working good. Sitting around, taking it easy. Copy?
It's sounding good. Are you on that Ocean Motion radio?
That's a Roger. Yeah, I'm on it. Medium power, I leave it on, Roger.
It's not an excellent. That's what I would do. Don't put it on high power. Leave it on medium. It does a good job out there. And your audio is a really good audio with that radio.
Copy that. How's it been going in the ham land there, Roger?
Not much. I'm trying to steady a little bit to get another one, but not much really, but a few people out there, that's about it.
Copy. Well, probably different times of the day or night, maybe. I don't know. We'll find out probably here someday.
Today, there was somebody from somewhere in Milwaukee, Milwaukee was talking. So I didn't talk to him, but they were talking to him from Milwaukee.
Yeah, copy that. And them beams pointed that way, I guess, right across the lake.
Roger.
Pretty sure that lake is at the, you know, north of here, you know, up north. That's where Milwaukee is. It's surrounded a little bit down too, on the west side. No, yeah, on the west side a little bit.
Oh, you mean Zilwaukee, okay. Well, yeah, I've been looking at studying a little bit. Took preliminary test in the beginning, just a couple parts of it, and it was easy, though. We'll see how it goes, but, yeah, it could be a challenge, I don't know. Not to be easy, though. All right, Jack, we're out here listening. You sound good, too, coming over. With that different antenna there. Not too much of a difference, really, but it's doing it. Roger.
Roger that. All right, Randall, you take care. We'll talk again today or tomorrow. I might give a shout tonight to Dan out there in Ohio. Maybe later on tonight, see if he's out there. Talk to you later. WIUG
88. I copy that. WRZX 218. They're standing by.
Station 922. Station 922. WIUG 88. Copy. WIUG 88. Clear.
WRPV 448, Kurt, monitoring.
WSDM 993, monitoring.
Station 993, this is WRPB 448, Kurt Groveland Township. Do you copy?
Roger that, Kurt. How you doing?
We are good. We survived the storm and we got our power back and we fared pretty well. How about yourself? Did I lose you, 993? I guess so. This is WRPV 448 standing by.
Sorry about that, Kirk. I apologize. I had to take care of something real quick. My apologies. What were you saying now? You said you survived the storm and everything. That's great.
It seemed like it kind of just blew right through. Knocked down a couple power lines, and, yeah, just another day in Michigan. It's my understanding there were some tornadoes about mid-Michigan, and well, I know I spoke with Sheboygan County Bob earlier in the day via telephone, and they're in the middle of dealing with the aftermath of an ice storm that was pretty severe. So pretty busy day all in all. How did you make out?
All is good over here. No issues, no problems. Not really all that bad, actually. No power loss, none of that. Everything was actually not bad, believe it or not. Made out okay.
Well, very good. Let's hope that was, you know, similar for the rest of the people in our community. But, yeah, other than that, you been all right these days? You getting ready for summer?
Yes, sir, absolutely, definitely, for sure, most definitely. Definitely waiting for it to get here, and can't wait.
Well, copy that. I'm going to go ahead and get on the side here and monitor for a bit. I heard you, and I also heard you the other night. Didn't get a chance to respond then, unfortunately. But, yeah, it's good talking with you. This is WRPB-448, Kurt, Groveland Township, Fort Freedom, and I'm clear on your final, my friend.
Roger that, my friend. Yeah, the same to you as well. We coming through to you okay out there? Is it sounding okay and everything today? Everything sounding good to you?
Let me tell you, man, you are loud and clear. In fact, the other night, you were loud and clear. You stood above the rest. You sound great right now. Whatever was going around in the air the other day, probably not so much today. I know propagation was an issue earlier in the day the other day, but you sound great, man. You sound great.
Roger that. All right, my friend. Well, you take it easy and have yourself a good rest of your evening. We'll definitely do it again. Until then, you have a good one, and 73s to you. This is WSBM 993, clear and monitoring.
WRPB 448, clear and monitoring as well.
Sorry to take the time for monitoring. Ask the eternal question. Have you checked out Hey What's That yet? WSCT 257.
Nope, not yet. I'm going to do that right now, seeing that I got you on here. What's that website again?
Is heywhatsthat.com.
So when you get on there, what exactly do you do? Because I don't understand it probably too well. Let me see. There's a bunch of stuff on there. What exactly do you have to do when you get in there?
So up at the top, I think there should be a thing that says New Panorama. So you select that, then you select your location, elevation, stuff like that. And then you tell it to generate you a map, and it should show you a splat of the line of sight. And you can do a little bit of propagation. You can select the frequency, and it can interpolate a little bit and give you the terrain map, WCT 257.
You type in my address? That's what I do?
Yeah, I believe you can do that, or you can, I think you can put in GPS coordinates, or you can just navigate to a point on the map and pick a spot.
I don't see anything where I can type my address in that.
Yeah, so if you go to the top of the page, there'll be a thing that says New Panorama, and it should open up a map on the right, and then there'll be some fields on the left. The top one is search for address. So do you have any luck, 993? I guess he stepped away. WCT 257, clear and monitoring.
WRFF 290 monitoring.
WSBM 993 monitoring.
WSAA 336 monitoring.
WSAA 336, I think it is. WSBM 993, how are you?
Yeah, real good there, Chad. How are you?
Doing pretty good, Chuck. How's your day going for you so far?
Oh, it's good. It's all wrapped up. Over.
True, that it is. Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, I guess we got some weather coming in the morning. Did you hear that or no?
I thought I read something on my phone earlier, or something that popped up on my phone notification that it has to do with snow. Is that right?
Freezing rain and snow mix, but I guess we'll look out the window and figure that out in the morning.
Roger that. You have a pretty good day today, a pretty busy day?
Yes, I did. I went up to my daughter's house and patched a hole, and I got to put another light up for her, and I'll probably just check on the weather in the morning before I go. I don't know if it's nasty out. I'll probably just wait until Thursday to do that. But other than that, it went good today.
Copy that one. I hear you. A little chilly out there today. For me, it was a little bit. But other than that, it was all right, I guess. Sure wish it would hurry up and warm up and stay warm enough is what I wish it would do. Hopefully soon here, not too long, hopefully.
Yeah, I'm the same. I can't wait for the warmer weather to hit, but then we'll be complaining it's too hot probably before too long, you know how we are.
Yep, copy that one, I hear ya. You ever order that DD20 yet, or are you still, haven't done it yet?
No, not yet, and I just missed a good sale. They had it was like a 24-hour deal going or something. I missed that one, but maybe next week or the week after that I'll snag it. But right now I'm kind of busy, so it's going to have to wait.
Copy that. Yeah, you'll get it sooner or later. No worries, you know, for sure.
Do you program yours by hand, or did you do it all on online?
Well, I didn't program anything, to be honest with you. I'm pretty dumbfounded and illiterate when it comes to doing any kind of radio programming myself. But I had a couple other people out here that were really nice, and, you know, and they reached out and kind of been helping me and stuff and whatnot. But, I had some friends or whatever on here that assisted with programming it for me or whatever, and I appreciate what they did, definitely. It was all right.
Yeah, I was talking to 793 Dave, and he said he'd help me out if I needed it. The Baofengs ain't bad. It's kind of a pain if you log it in, you know, by hand. It takes a while, and I don't know. I don't know anything about chirp and all that other junk. I have no idea and probably no interest either. Over.
Yeah, I hear you on that one. Yeah, chirp, they say, is normally the best way to go for the bow fangs, from what I've been told or what I've kind of been learning. That chirp is the best way to go for that, for the most part. But yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I just went to YouTube and not a Rubicon. And he helped me go through and log in the repeater channels. And, you know, you just got to follow each step perfectly. Because the first time I did it, I nailed it right on the money. I've got four radios, so the second one, I don't know, I probably got a little cocky and I missed the step. But you know what I mean? It's not hard to do. It's as long as you have, like, a format in front of you. Over.
Copy. Yeah, I've been hearing that YouTube video too. Not a Rubicon is. He's got some pretty good videos and stuff out there too as well. How is that exactly spelled? Exactly, you know?
Yeah, just like it sounds. Rubicon. You know, like the Jeep. Yeah, he's very entertaining and very knowledgeable on radios. He's helped me through quite a few of these different problems I've had. Over.
Maybe that. Maybe I have to watch some of his videos. Maybe I can try to comprehend and learn something from him. Maybe possibly. I don't know. Give it a shot and see.
Yeah, copy that. He's got a lot of videos out, so you can just look for. Like I just went to his page, you know, and then just scroll down the list, and if something catches your eye, just click on it and watch it, and you'll learn something.
Definitely, WSBM 993 for radio identification.
WSAA 336. Yeah, so what did you do today? Anything exciting or what?
Basically, pretty much just spent time with my daughter again today and hung out at the house. And basically, we kind of went out to lunch, went out to dinner. Just basically been spending a lot of good quality time together and just hanging out and playing and interacting with each other and stuff like that. And just kind of having, you know, a good time and stuff, basically.
Yeah, that's good. Good quality time with your daughter. That's nice.
Yes, sir. Yeah, she's on spring break right now, goes back to school next week, so, but, comes over on the weekends and stuff and spends time in that, so I enjoy it, definitely. But, anyways, man, I gotta jump off of here for a few minutes. I gotta make a quick run up to the store for a minute, I'll be back on and monitoring here in a little bit. Maybe if you're still out here when I get back or something, I'll shout for you, but other than that, man, it's been a good time talking with you again, and we'll do it again for sure. And you take it easy and have yourself a good one, Chuck. WSBM 993.
Yeah, you as well, Chad. WSAA 336, and I'll be monitoring.
WSBI 847. WSBI 847.
WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear. WRYY 263.
Station 263,
go ahead. Hey, Zach, how you doing? I've just been fighting with this antenna all day. I was wondering how I'm sounding. People earlier were telling me I was very faint.
All right, okay, what kind of antenna is it out there?
I was trying, I had a Nagoya, and I was trying, I switched it up to one of the Ed Fongs, and I was giving that a try. But I was pretty faint earlier, they said it was hard to hear, but I think it was more my power supply on a base unit, because right now I'm just on a handheld hooked up to that antenna.
Are you on an antenna outside with the handheld, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
The only thing, and I'm 100% sure, you just got to get that connection between the antenna and that radio. It comes out loose a lot, so that's probably why they didn't hear you or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Is that Roger?
Yeah, I was having issues earlier. I was on a mobile unit, and I had it hooked in the house to a power supply. I think my power supply was too low of power. I tried switching it over to a different one, and I think it was working out better, but I wanted to try this handheld to see if it was an antenna issue or possibly the power supply, because I know this handheld's a lot less wattage than the other one. So if I can get through good on this, I think I narrowed it down.
You want me using the power supply for 5-watt radio?
No, that was I had it hooked up to I think it was like a Pantone. It was like very similar to a DB20. But like I said, I think the power supply wasn't strong enough. So if I'm sounding good, right now I'm on a 5-watt handheld, same antenna setup. So if you're hearing me good, I think that power supply is bad.
Now we got a power supply. Make sure that power supply is 13.8. That's got to be 100%. No less, no more. And I don't know what that power supply is. Can you figure it out? Does it say 13.8? When you hook up to the radio, it should say on that radio you got 13.8 voltage.
Yeah, I was reading 13.8 when I hooked it up. I wasn't sure about the amps, though. It was reading 13.8 when it was on, but then when I key up, it would drop down to like 11.
That's no good, then, if it's dropping. It shouldn't drop at all. So I don't know what is your power supply. Go in the back of that power supply and find out how many watts is that power supply.
Yeah, I'll have to look. I don't have it next to me right now, but I'll check it out. I have another power supply. But I just haven't got around to hooking it up yet to test the difference.
I see, because, see, all these units, like a DB20G and the other ones, they all got to work on 13.8. No less and no more. And when you key the mic, it should stay on 13.8. Like right now, I'm on that DB20, and I'm keying and talking to you. It's still saying 13.8 voltage.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. That's kind of what I thought the problem was. I didn't think it should drop like that.
Power supply is not that good. You get you one, you know, Amazon got them for like, I don't know, I bought mine at like $87 from Amazon. And make sure that 13.8, because that's how these radios work, all of them. I even got a 50-watt radio here. It's 13.8. So check it before you put another one. Otherwise, you might burn the radio.
Yeah, I have another one that is 13.8. I think it's like up to 30 amps. And that one works good on my other radios. This power supply I was trying today was given to me. I guess now I know why they got rid of it.
I don't know. Maybe he didn't know about it, or he knows there's something wrong with it. I really don't know because I'm not there. Anyhow, it really makes a difference. It has to be 13.8. That is the best power supply.
Yeah, like I said, I have another power supply that's been working for me on my, the KG-1000G. I have no issues at all with that. This radio I was trying, just a little one to, I was going to try to install it in a camper for when we go camping and stuff, but I think that power supply is bad, so I have to get another one.
Well, when you're in a camper, maybe you can take the one out of the house, you know, the one you're using. You got to have good radio, and that is a good, very, very best radio that Ocean, you were saying. I would not change it, nothing else. It's a good radio. I was going to get one, and when I started it on the year 22, and I couldn't get it. The guy was by himself. He's trying to do everything himself, running the whole shot. And I waited for 1 year, and I got tired of it. I called him. I said, hey, look, he said, I cannot get to you. There's another 40 people ahead of you. I said, okay, thank you. Give me my money, and I go somewhere else. You know what he said? I'm going to have to take 10% off. I said, I don't care. Just give me my money. And he took the 10% off out of it.
Yeah, I ended up getting lucky. I ended up finding it on Facebook Marketplace. I got a pretty good deal on it. I love that radio so far. I've had zero issues with it. Sounds good, transmits good, easy to use. The menu options are nice. That's like the main radio I use, you know, but I figured if I got this other one, I'd give it a shot. And I was just kind of playing around today and testing it out. Do you have a mobile unit in your vehicle, or do you use a handheld?
I'll be honest with you, I started it with a handheld, and I didn't like it because, you know, I was just saying to you, the connection between the antenna and the radio, they do not stay exactly how they are. They always shake, and that, you're not going to sound good at all. A lot of people, they won't even talk to you. Anyhow, so what I did, I changed to the DB20G. Now I got both of them in the car, and I'm at home right now. I got two of them, one in the car and one at home. And I do good in the car with that DB20G. I even talked to Ohio on that DB20G in the car. I can give it, well, I got a different antenna, so. The Nagoya 72 antenna, it's a good antenna for the car.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question for you, if you knew of a good antenna for the vehicle. But that's what I was looking at, that Nagoya 72G or something.
The 72. But, see, mine now, I changed it because I'm a ham right now. So I got Comet 2x4. The Comet 2x4, I don't know if you're going to take. You're going to take your license or not. The Comet 2x4, it takes 2 meter, 70 centimeter, and it takes the GMRS. And that's what I got in the truck.
Yeah, I heard that. Congratulations. I heard a little while ago that you ended up getting it and getting your call sign and all that. Good deal. Yeah, I'll probably do it eventually. I just haven't had time to look into it yet.
Love it. Over the other side, from this, you will love it. I'm not kidding you. He said, wow, where I was and where I came from. Anyhow, that's what I did. It took me a little while, you know, because I've been busy and I moved from Oak Park to here. Oh, it's a lot of years I've been studying and all that. I even went to school in Oak Park for like 1 month for that, and I still didn't pass. I failed about three times, and after that, I said, that's it. Now I'm going to pass. And I already did.
Well, like I said, congratulations. You like it? You said it's like night and day. I figured I'd start off with the GMRS and see how I like that and then move up from there.
Yeah, that's when I started. I'll be honest with you, GMRS since 22. You know, I mean, until now, when I passed the test, I said, that's it. You'll have more freedom. I call it freedom. More anything you like, really. You never heard before.
Yeah, it sounds good. One of the other reasons I got the GMRS was, you know, that way, you know, my wife and kids can use it too. I wish they had something like that on the ham side because I don't think she's interested in, you know, going to the class and taking the test. But, yeah, I wouldn't mind doing it, like I said, eventually.
I see what you're saying. Well, you know, you don't have to. They do the test. If you don't know that, they do the test online. And I have a good company with a good friend of mine work over there for that company. But not now. When you get to whatever you need the information, I have it for you.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Jack. Well, I gotta get going. I appreciate the feedback and all the information. I'm sure I'll talk to you again. Name's Phil. I talked to you before, WRYY263, and I'll be clear on your final.
Phil, good talking to you, and you take care. You have a good evening. WIUG48.
WIUG 488, WRNW 329.
Good evening, Ken. You're sounding good, Tim.
That's what I was checking. I want to see how this radio sounds. I'm on my TYT. I got it in the house here. Since I wasn't driving a truck, I figured I'd bring it inside as wondering how it was sounding.
Sound good. It sounds really good. That always those TYT, they sound good. I got three of them.
I copy that. Well, I was checking on there to see if it had a mic gain control, but I don't think it has a mic gain control on these radios.
You know what? I was on it today on 96, and it was like a place for the, like, mic gain. And I don't know if that 9800, it has one or not. I really don't know what to tell you, Tim. And you can go, mine is on number two. So if you see that, go on, you know, leave it on number two.
Copy that. I'm not sure what you're even setting them on right now. I'll have to look. It's not showing on the screen.
Here's the way you do it. You go on manual, and you go on utility. They call it utility. The Chinese people call it utility. The utility here is different. Like you're going... You go to the bathroom or something like that. But that's what they call it. And you go down, go down, go down, till you find it. Because mic gain.
In the menu yesterday trying to find it, I didn't really see it, mic gain. But there is power settings on there. I think there might be three or four settings for power wise.
Well, I'll be honest with you, I don't know about that 9800. That 9800 is different from the 9600.
Copy, but I got the D model. Then there's just a straight 9800. I don't know what the difference is between the two, but they're probably basically the same radio. One might have a little extra few features on it, I'm not sure.
You're absolutely right. It got different features on it. But you go on that one and screw down until you find Mike. You know? Then you go back again and find out what the heck is that. And that's how it is. And your mic, and you just push that C. Mine is C. I don't know about yours. And you go in.
Well, I probably have to pull the, find the manual. I got the manual somewhere. I was checking YouTube, but it was only showing the 9800, not the D model. But, I might have to see if I can scratch out the manual here somewhere. I mean, the manual. I got to find the box to it.
I see what you're saying. I thought it was another station out there. Anyhow, so that's how you do it. Go on the menu, which is the C, and you know, push that button. Then you go on up and down. Yeah, you do have up and down on the radio. Oh, up and there's up and down too on the mic, till you find it.
I copy that. I'll have to try it out. You're on the. You on 2 meters? They got a net going on right now. Have you ever taken any of the nets yet?
On which station? I, you know what? I don't have all of them. I have some of them, and the rest of them, they're not on yet. So I got to go on the computer and do it, turn all of them on. Because, you know, I didn't have the chance to do that.
We got one going on to 443075. I'm not sure if that's the Detroit one. I think that one's on a Renaissance, I believe. I think. I could be wrong now. But they got a net going on in there.
You know what? I have that on the handheld, but I don't know the PL is off or not. I don't know. Let me check on this. I'm on that DB20G, but I can switch on that 50 watt.
Okay. Yeah, there was another one going on 2 meters. I forget what the frequency on that one was. One. It was a Mount Clemens repeater. I think it's well, there's a lot of people checking in from different states, so it's connected. I forget what you call it, but it's connected to other systems.
I know that. I heard them. That was a GM. That's a Yusika. That Yusika repeater out there. Yeah, they do that today, too, on Tuesday. They do that. Matter of fact, I have the schedule here. Because I was there, remember, in the winter, not in the winter, but February, they had a swap show and all that. I went there and got some information from them.
Copy that. You get that call sign? You got that call sign?
I got my call sign. KF8DRC. And Tim. You're going to like that. The DRC is a stand for Detroit Rock City.
Did you pick your own number, or that's the one they gave to you? Well, that sounds pretty good. I just wrote it down there, so.
Oh, you believe that's the one they gave it to me? And I talked to everybody and said, hey, this is good. Don't change it.
That's a pretty good one. That might be a little easier to remember, actually.
Yeah, there's nothing hard about it, you know. Roger, W-I-U-G, 48.
Yeah, now, I can remember that one now, I believe. So, I don't know, maybe I'll catch you one day on the other side over there and see how you're sounding on the other frequencies there. Copy.
Sunday in Hazel Park. I was in Hazel Park. I talked to Hazel Park there, that club there in Hazel Park. I was on the radio. I was on that DB20G.
In Hazel Park, is it a 143640 or something like that?
It is on if you want. 146640
with 100 PL. Yeah, I got them. I got that one, and I got there's another one. It's the one on the Renaissance, the 443075. For some reason, when I turn my radio off, turn it back on, it doesn't hold those PLs in there. Well, it holds the PLs. It doesn't hold the, the plus and minus. It doesn't hold it. I got to set it every time for some reason.
I don't know, but I usually do it on the computer. Anyhow, Tim, I got back out of here. You take care. You have a good evening. WIUG 48.
Hey, Jack, you have yourself a fine one. We'll talk to you later.
What are you doing?
Not sure if I heard another station. Have a good one. WRNW 329 clear for now.
Jack, why are you slumming it, man?
That? What's that again?
W-966. Didn't copy all that, so you got 966, WHET 257.
RFX.
No copy on your last air either. I'm not able to make you out, bud. Yep, totally broken, unreadable, at least on my end. WSCT 257, monitoring.